This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is part 4 of my series about starting a new hobby. So far I've started doing some swimming and some climbing and learning languages. Today is about indoor skydiving. So basically it's jumping out of a plane, except you're not in the sky and there is no plane. But they tried to recreate the experience and I'm going to tell you all about it. But before I do that, if you want to read the transcript of today's episode, then you can do so by joining the Learn English with Ben fan club. For €5 a month, you'll be able to get access to 5 podcast transcripts every week. All the transcripts contain the key vocabulary and some grammar points too. So it's a really good way of just checking your understanding and to accompany this podcast. So go to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if that sounds good for you. patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Okay, so on to today's episode then about indoor skydiving. First, I'm going to give you some words to listen out for in today's episode. I'm just going to give you the word first, and then at the end of the podcast, we'll look back at the definitions, but see if you can understand these words based on the context. First of all, thrill seeker. Thrill seeker. THRILL-SEEKER, SEEKER. What is a thrill seeker? Next, we have a verb, to race, RACE, to race. Next, bungee jumping, BUNGEE-jumping, JUMPING. Next we have a phrasal verb, to rule out, RULE and then OUT, to rule something out. Next, if I say 60 something to talk about someone's age, what does that mean? This is also relevant if you say 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, and so on. But in this episode, I'm going to be saying 60-something. So what does that mean? Okay, 2 more. Goggles, G-O-G-G-L-E-S, goggles. And finally, a verb, to spin. Spin, S-P-I-N. Okay, so listen out for those words and see if you can understand them based on the context. Here is today's episode, Starting a New Hobby, Part 4, Indoor Skydiving. I'm not much of a thrill seeker. Some people love doing things that get their adrenaline racing, bungee jumping, white water rafting, skydiving. I prefer things to be closer to land. I don't rule out the possibility of doing these things one day, but not yet. But for those of us who don't want to do real skydiving, luckily there's an opportunity to experience what it's like with indoor skydiving. This podcast series is called Starting a New Hobby, and this isn't really a new hobby. But I wanted to tell you about my experience skydiving indoors. We decided to take my mother indoor skydiving for her birthday. She's an active 60-something, always looking for a new challenge. But she was a bit anxious about this particular challenge. So was I, actually. But we did it. Firstly, you are given your skydiving suit, goggles, and earplugs. Then they take you to the wind tunnel. It was much smaller than I thought it would be. It's this little chamber with strong wind blown from below. And thankfully, you're with the instructor the entire time. So he or she makes sure you have the right body position and are relatively comfortable. When it's your turn, you go to the door and let gravity work its magic. If you're in the right position, the wind does the rest, and you're skydiving. We were given two flights each, both lasting around 30 to 45 seconds. And for the second one, we were given the opportunity to do the high flight, where the instructor takes you spinning up to the top of the tunnel. Everyone really enjoyed the experience. It was something completely different to anything I'd done before. So, has this prepared me for the real thing? Not yet. But who knows? Maybe I'll try real skydiving soon. If you want to see a video of me indoor skydiving, then you can find one on my Instagram page. Just search for Learn English with Ben on Instagram and you should find me. Okay, let's take a look back at the vocabulary that I gave you at the start. And the first three words, they all came together at the start. So we're going to look at them all together. I'll repeat that opening part. I'm not much of a thrill seeker. Some people love doing things that get their adrenaline racing. For example, bungee jumping, whitewater rafting, and skydiving. So what is a thrill seeker? It's somebody who enjoys doing extreme sports and other exciting activities. Because a thrill is something very, very exciting. And a seeker is someone who is looking for something. So if you are looking for thrills, you are looking for excitement. And I'm not much of a thrill seeker. Some people love doing things that get their adrenaline racing. So to race means to move at full speed. And then I gave you some examples, including bungee jumping. And bungee jumping is an activity which involves jumping off something high while secured to a rubber band. It looks terrifying. It's probably not for me, but it's called bungee jumping. Next, to rule out. I said, I don't rule out the possibility of doing these things one day. So to rule something out means to exclude somebody or something as a possibility. So I said, I don't rule it out. Maybe one day I will do it. I don't completely exclude it as a possibility. Okay, next, 60-something. Did you hear that? I described my mother as an active 60-something. So if you say 60-something, then it means that they are in their 60s, but you are not specifying their actual age. You can say 20-something, 30-something, and it just means they are in that age group, but we're not being specific. Okay, two more. Goggles. I said, firstly, you are given your skydiving suit, goggles, and earplugs. And goggles are glasses that protect your eyes. And finally, to spin. And this was probably the best part, where the instructor takes you on the high flight, which is where you are spinning up to the top of the tunnel. And to spin means to turn around quickly. Okay, so are those words clear? And did you understand today's episode? Hopefully you understood most or all of it. And of course, do check out the transcript if you want to read today's episode. A reminder that to join the Learn English with Ben fan club, go to my Patreon page, patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. And it's patron with an E. PATREON. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.